And then we were going like that.
I mean, here's the thing with the Austin to Boston comedy scene, dude. Is I think we should just start killing open micers, dude, and become legendary serial killers, because we'll cement our legacy, and Mom will be proud of us when we get to heaven. And we see her, man, and all the methadone moms and everybody that we...
All the methadone moms and dons and dons and Drew Jeans and cons and Comic Cons and Ron songs. Man, I'm going to get into the rap, I think.
Okay,
rap
okay.
Is easier than comedy.
You
want to
be, you're going to be a 40-year-old rookie of the year hip-hop MC. I can see it now, bro. I
see 6-8 tires on that truck, yo. That's one side, though, when it rolled by and the way that it go, yo. Hey, yo, I bust a new freestyle flow. You don't know what it is when I'm sitting in these trees and I'm smoking these trees, the green beans, the jeans, the black beans, the sins, the shit, motherfucker. I say what I mean. Got to take a motherfucker down the road. Let go, motherfucker. I say let go. All the way live, 2.0. Fire up the dope, let go.
I mean, that's Grammy Award
winning. Easy. This shit, I'm getting crazy. Easy.
Bars.
It's easy because I'm so crazy. I can't stop flowing every time I put the mic down. Easy. Don't make me.
Can you rap in Chinese? Because there's a big market over there in the Chinese market. One tongue,
two tongue, papa tata ting. One tongue, two tongue, saba da ding. I want the dunka dunka dinka chong ting. A punka time sap, da bata ding.
Now, what about Ukraine, dude? They're going to have a bubbling hip-hop scene in Ukraine after the war's over, whether it's Russia's running shit or Ukraine or...
That's
fucking award-winning. I didn't know you had high-level Ukrainian talent, dude. I mean, you're basically... You win Ukrainians Got Talent. I seen a listen. Ukraine lady on America's, or not America's Guys. You remember Chris Hardwick from,
I know
Hardwick.
He's on the wall now.
He's on the wall. Oh, did you see? Okay, the other night, I never seen this. I sit down, I never watch TV, and this, the wall comes on, and they make this big background story on this lady, and say that she's Ukrainian, and she married this American, and she's making these she's making candles, and all the money goes to Ukraine. And it's like, I swear to you, bro, they did it on purpose. I don't believe that she won that money. Did you see it? She wins. Like, she dropped the balls, and she got up to $2 million to win. And it went back
down.
What
she got out at? What was the end final number?
She won somewhere like 1.3 or 1.5, and the husband ripped up the check. He ripped up the 200 grand. They were going to offer 200 grand.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're actors, bro. There's no – I mean, I just feel – like, if me and Bobby were there and we had – because you know that you've watched it.
You guys would be the best. I would watch that. I would tune – if you guys were going to be on that, I would actually set my timer, and I'd be – even if it was at 3 in the morning, and I'd tune in and watch.
I mean, they'd look in each other's eyes. The Ukrainian lady that's, like, really bubbly, and she's, like, just hard to not like her, and you're like, oh, you know, I'm on
– what would be your first initial reaction?
She's making, like, Ukrainian, like, faces and stuff, and you're like, and then she has this.
She say, I just won $1 million.
She has this, like, tip, like, this. He just was like an actor in his choice of words when there's, like, nobody around him in the room. It's like, I don't know who would be like that. If I was in a room by myself waiting for Bobby to, like, see if she ripped it up and then going, like, oh, we had this talk about if it wasn't this money, I'd rip it up.
I took the money.
I'll take the 10% or whatever they offer.
Dustin, it's always the guy who goes upstairs. Don't you know that already?
I've only seen this one episode, bro. I sat down to dinner with Bubba Loveses and was like, what is this shit?
The best show you've ever seen in your life.
Because Chris Hardwick got in trouble. He was like me too'd in that, and like he talked mean to some females.
It wasn't
like,
Olivia Munn.
Some bitches were like, oh, he talked mean to me or... You know what
it
I mean?
It wasn't Olivia Munn, was it? Was
I can't
it
believe Munn? I sucked his dick on the first date. It was like some stupid
was
shit.
Was it Olivia Munn? It wasn't Olivia Munn, was it?
And they, no, I don't
was
know.
Was it Olivia
is.
Munn from Attack at the Show?
It was like, I mean, there's a great, I mean, Chris Hardwick, man, I think he's a stand-up comic, isn't he? I don't know. But beside the point, man, he had a good podcast that I listened to with Norm MacDonald. He had Norm MacDonald on there, and it was good. Norm was telling stories, you know, about... Johnny Carson, trying to get on Johnny Carson before he left, and then people telling him he was a Jay Leno comic and wouldn't let him on. Like, Johnny Carson's the guy that, like, that he would go watch the stand-ups at the Comedy Store in L.A., and then tell people if they could come on the show or not. But Norm said the problem was is he was always fucking smash drunk trying to get pussy.
Hardwick?
And so the guy, no, I don't know his name. It was like Johnny's not right-hand man, but a guy that was assigned go down to the Comedy Store and watch stand-up comedians and then see if they'd be good for Johnny Carson, right? But he would always tell Norm McDonald that he's a Jay Leno comic, because at the time Jay Leno was, you know, about to take over. He had his own show, right? He got his own show and was competing with Johnny Carson at the time, right? Before Dave Letterman came along, and then Norm Macdonald had legendary appearances on Dave Letterman, and Norm Macdonald was the last guy to be on Dave Letterman, last comedian. He was on the last show and got all teared up and shit.
No.
Norm, dude. Norm was dying of cancer on that show. Once you realize that Norm was dying of cancer for 10 years, he had cancer before he died. It's pretty wild. Because he never said nothing about it. He was just being funny. You know what I mean? Going about life.
I watched a show called, it was about to mean it was something like dying to fucking chilling to die or something like that. Comedians live short lives because it's very depressing. All the things they try to make light and make fun of, it really pulls on their heartstrings, and they're really in tough times, a lot of them.
Sure.
So it's not the best way to live your life. Very entertaining can be, but comedians, they bear a lot of weight of things on their shoulders. And they die young.
Yeah.
So
they die young. I mean, they're on the road by themselves most of the time. You know, you got to go to shitty towns here and there doing shows for 10, 20, 30, 50 people in fucking rural-ass towns, little-ass towns. You're by yourself. You're taking the bus. Most of the time you're taking the bus, or you're driving with somebody that another, like, low-level comedian, and you guys are driving hours every day, every Monday, and then you jump in a car, drive. It's kind of like when you listen to wrestlers, right? When you listen to like Ric Flair or any of these guys' stories when they started, before they got big enough to be on a plane, dude, they were just driving. It'd be like Andre the Giant, you know what I mean? Like fucking 236 packs, Jake the Snake, and fucking Iron Sheik, and they're just driving in a car before Vince came along and got everybody paid. Right, because Vince got everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard, is that Vince basically he brought a little bit of money in there, because it became a mainstream thing. Like when we were kids, it was in the 80s when Vince brought WWE, right? When WCW was the original, wasn't it? Or before?
Yeah.
WCW was before WWE, right? Or WWF.
Who told you that?
Wasn't it? What was before WCW? Who was Ric Flair wrestling for before WWF?
It was all those different ones. Smoky Mountain Wrestling, probably.
I know, Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Yeah, they had names
your
like
boy, Jim
the
Cornette.
Nashville Nighttime Stalking. They had like, Hillbilly Hall.
Your racist boy, Jim Cornette, who, got that black guy to say the N-word on this show.
What was the bit?
What's his name? New Jack. He got New Jack to go on his show and talk bad about the NAACP.
And what? Oh, he for a bit? For a wrestling promo?
Yeah, for totally. New Jack, but New Jack honestly probably didn't give a fuck about the NAACP. If you ever watched it, you should watch that New Jack. Well, we watched that Nick Cage or whatever thing. John Cage, whatever
watched,
that guy.
Didn't me and you watch? We and you watched it. When
you
got to
watch
it.
New Jack has stabbed somebody with a knife in the ring more than one time in his
wrestling.
More than
one time, right. And he got a charge for it.
More than one time.
He got a charge for it. Like, he was not just stabbed a guy, but also got charged for what I'm almost positive, Pat. I'm positive.
He got
charged, and then they wouldn't let him come back to the city or wrestle for that, whatever that Because New Jack didn't make it to the – he made it to – did he make it to WWE eventually at the end?
I don't know if he did make a – I don't know.
Because he's dead. He's dead now, right?
New Jack, yeah, I think he's dead now.
I mean, those guys went through a lot. Like him, the Nick Cage, those hardcore guys that are like down in Hollywood or wherever they're at, dude. It could be anywhere. Iowa.
It's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia.
The
ECW. They're the ones. You were younger than me. Did you watch that? Was it hardcore wrestling?
Yeah, ECW, the Paul Heyman group. I like the Sandman. He drank 100 beers and he hit people with a bamboo stick in the head. That was the one I liked.
What did ECW stand for? Extreme Wrestling?
Yeah, Extreme Championship Wrestling.
ECW. You know what, bro? I went to an ECW live.
No, you didn't. They're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You've never been there.
I swear to God, me and Bobby went in Orlando at Universal Studios when I worked there.
This might be something and I want to hear it right now, but this is something you might want to talk to Cliff about. If he lives in Pennsylvania, you better ask him if he ever been to ECW convention.
Me and Bobby went, and it was pretty exciting. It was pretty fun. They lived up to their name.
Yeah. Somebody's going to bleed and chairs and fights, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty hardcore.
But Vince McMahon came along and basically blessed everybody. I seen Ric Flair on Joe Rogan the other day, dude. And he was talking about going to North Korea in the, like, 80s, like early 80s, dude. Him and Muhammad Ali, they just took. It was before Ric Flair was making real money, but he was basically almost, he was getting famous. But they took him. They took him and Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, over to fucking North Korea, dude. And they were supposed to be there for like 3 days, and North Korea took their passports and made him stay for 7. And
one show every night.
They made him wrestle. Yeah, he was talking about how much like ring time he had. You know what I mean? Like guys wrestle for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, right? Like in a match once a week if you're on like WWE, right? But he was talking about how many – he put in 3, 4, you know what I mean? Like a week for decades he was putting in – he was wrestling and longer. He'd wrestle sometimes one hour, plus.
He got more hours on him than my traffic.
Bro, when I was thinking about it, I was like, shit. All that, and he said he doesn't hurt. Ric Flair has edibles, bro. He has his own weed company now.
Yeah.
And he said he made more money since he's had the weed company than everything he ever made in wrestling.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude. How famous Ric Flair is. He's so fucking famous, it's unbelievable, right? He's like...
Right.
I mean, what, LeBron famous? You think? Maybe not LeBron famous, but
not today. Yeah, not today.
Maybe
Vera.
as an American, like known in America, like for sure.
By white hillbillies and rednecks and backwoods folks all over America.
Because he got real popular in the last decade or two with like rappers, like
well,
making
they had
a ton
that
of songs about him.
But it's probably people fucking. You got to be over 30, probably. If you're under 30...
One of the
30,
best fucking rap songs that I heard from Ric Flair about Ric Flair... Well, not using Ric Flair was Rusty Jux, this underground rapper from Brooklyn. And he fucking... Like, the hook is like... Something... Woo!
Yeah, I heard that. Everyone's heard that one.
You've heard it. I've had to play it for you. It's fucking great. It's one of the... It's a fucking...
I played it for you. I'm the one who taught you about that.
I put a wig on to that shit.
No, I'll put you on that, and I'll tell you what else I put you on. Everywhere you went, there was the posse trail, and Crackers Woody got into Jamaican Delivery's apartment on fire, so he jumped out a 6-story window.
Oh, man, I said...
I started you on that, too.
There's actually 2 rap albums that I'll still buy and not steal or just listen to on YouTube or Spotify, and that I will actually buy it, and it's... Necro and Ill Bill supposedly like 10, 15 years ago were supposed to make Blood Brothers, the album that was like that mixtape that we loved, that fucking Street
Never
Guns.
Come out. Never, they never made it.
And then also, number 2 would
they
be.
They made it?
They never made it. They haven't made it yet, bro. And I don't, I'm like, okay. I don't know if they will, but if they live long enough, who fucking knows? But they also.
They both got 5 years left.
Self-titled, dude, is supposed to make an album called The Fresh Prince of Hell's Lair. He had that album. You remember that album, 1990 Now, with Buck Wild and Digging in the Crates. It's like one of the – it's a classic. That's a classic nostalgia fucking banger.
You liked it, but
that was his last fucking album. It had to be 15 years ago, 10 years ago. I don't know. So yep. It was a long fucking time ago.
Time for him to wrap it up, hang it up, cash out, out.
This cocksucker, I'm like, motherfucker, man, make a fucking album. What the fuck are you doing? Bangers. That whole album is bangers. Anyway. I'm almost done. I'm drinking my Modelo, dude. I'm smoking cigs.
I know.
Dude.
I just pulled up.
I'm out here on the mean streets of fucking Loma Linda, bro.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I'm holding down the park. There's nobody here.
Look, you like me. Okay, guys?
You like my park.
What?
You enjoy my park.
What is that?
I smoke yo chowder.
No, you don't.
I eat yo food.
What are you having for dinner? Hamburger helper or tuna helper?
Oh, dude, you know how much fucking cheeseburger hamburger helper we ate in our lives? I mean,
and who's
I'm
what?
Talking like, I think it would be like a metric fucking ton of, I mean, a lot of it was only a dollar's worth of meat and hamburger helper. So it was more like pasta with meat flavor. But beside that, are you sending pictures or what?
Huh? Who?
You son of a fucker.
What?
I see what's going on here.
You don't see shit.
I'm telling you, dude, you're in Austin, okay? I need you to, this is what we should start doing. Serial killing up-and-coming open mic comics. Dude, there's too many of them. You know what I mean? Let's get rid of about 50%. So we need to wipe out, if we kill about 1,000 of them. After Joe Rogan moved, I think about 10,000 open micers moved to Austin.
Joe Rogan died?
If Joe Rogan died, dude, the fucking world would stop looking for aliens. And stop.
No, the podcast... That would mean that the podcast game is open.
Who would take over his UFC job? Ric Flair?
Shane Gillis. It's probably Shane Gillis. Shane Gillis will be next, Joe Rogan.
Shane Gillis? You think Shane Gillis is? Shane Gillis could
be. He's already the next. He's perfect. He has no talent, just like Joe Rogan. He'll be perfect at
it. He doesn't do interviews with people. You know what I mean? He doesn't have. You know what I mean? He doesn't interview, like, engineers, alien guys, fucking scientists, theorists, physicists, and all that shit.
On the Joe Rogan Experience, I smoked weed one time, so I think I'm cool.
I don't know, dude. How fucking dare him, dude? How fucking dare Joseph Rogan?
Joe Rogan smoked weed one time and thinks he's cool now.
And then he took a karate lesson to the mall one time and thinks he's a fucking expert. It's like,
and then he hangs out with guys like Dana White and acts like he knows how to fight all the fighters. Joe Rogan kittens in all these fighters' faces, and they'll probably win in a fight against him. Most of these guys, he gets in their face on the UFC.
If
man,
Joe Rogan really wanted to make it special, dude, he should, every time he has an MMA guy on, have a 15-minute fight before the podcast.
Man, Joe Rogan can't even fucking grab him on the floor one time, grappling with some guy in my gym. He looked like dog shit.
I heard Joseph Rogan can't even defend his wife against the Austin homeless population.
And one time Joe Rogan gave me a blowjob in a porter potty outside of a county speedway.
One time I made Joe Rogan stick his gorilla knuckles in his own pee hole outside an Austin comedy club called the Mothership.
One time I shaved Joe Rogan's knuckles and made it into a knuckle hair sandwich and ate it.
One time I took Joe Rogan in a time machine and we went back to when the real God started the earth with Genesis and not that monkey shit fucking eating shrooms theory that this dumb motherfucker has. Got him.
Joe Rogan's so fucking stupid.
Fuck,
he jumped
guy
out the window.
Fucking gay ass as shit, dude. Oh, look at me. I fucking do stand-up comedy and get billions of views on my fucking Spotify. I'm so fucking cool.
I'm the toughest guy there is out there. And listen, if anyone's making fun of my stand-up comedy, I'll just fight you because I know UFC fighters and they train me real good.
Oh, my brain's real smart and I fucking remember things and I fucking talk to scientists that went to MIT and know about aliens and whatnots. It's like, I'm going to wear the same
Frankenstein haircut as long as I can. I'm Joe Rogan.
It's like, oh, I got Navy SEALs protecting my podcast building. Oh, look at me. I got a lot of money. I got people on the payroll. Fucking fag.
Oh, look. Look what's coming up next, guys. They got Shane Gillis on. Fag. I'm Joe Rogan.
I'm Joe Rogan. Oh, look at me. I'm from Boston. Hey. Hey, guys. I'm from Boston. You want to go ride in my car? I got fast cars. European cars. Oh, for Wallies. I drive for Wallies.
Okay, guys. I hang out with Jay Leno on the weekends. I'm Joe Rogan.
Hey, guys. I had Fear Factor. I'm from Boston. I know a lot of old Boston comics.
Is he from Boston?
I'm from Boston, and somehow I don't have a Boston accent. I'm from Boston. I trick people.
I don't want to break this to you, but I'm from Boston, and I hang out with the House of Pain guys on the weekend. Not a big deal, guys. One time we had sex with Punky Brewster.
Danny Boy did that shit. Listen, guys, if we was in my car, Danny Boy O'Connor... Pecker would tell me a tale. He told me a tale that he put it up Punky Booster's butt.
Sometimes, guys, I hang out with the House of Pain guys on the weekend, guys. And we have sex with Punky Booster. We're from Boston.
One time Punky Booster came over, Danny Boy said, I'm gonna just pin this bitch to the ground and put it to her.
Hey, guys, did you hear about the time Danny Boy Punky to a Booster?
One time it was me, Punky Booster, Danny Boy,
Everlast, and what that other guy name?
And then it was Casper.
Me.
I had Casper from Kids was there. And
it was me, Casper, Kelly, Everlast, Danny Boy, and what that other guy name?
I think B Wheel was there. There was other people there.
DJ Lethal and what that other guy name? Oh, Fred Durst.
And then Rodney Dangerfield came there because I know Rodney Dangerfield.
And then one time Telly gave Punky Booster AIDS. Plus one time he did it with a dead dude.
And then I was trying to tell Danny Boy O'Connor when he was taking Punky Booster's backside. I said, "Did you know we came from shroom monkeys? We was monkeys in the wilderness, and then they started eating shrooms, and then our brains got big, guys. Okay."
Oh,
okay.
You think you're Joe Rogan? I'm Joe Rogan. Next week, Shane Gillis on. What?
Every week, Shane Gillis. I think we're gonna have Shane Gillis on this week, guys. Guys. Guess what?
Guys, it's Rogan, guys. Welcome back to the Rogan Experience, guys. Listen, we're going to go up to Boston, guys, and we're going to hang out with Benzino and his crew, guys. So, come on.
Guys,
it's the Rogan Experience, guys.
You ever knew about the Made Men, guys? Guys, Benzino came on, guys, and he used to own the Source magazine, guys, and we'd go over there, guys, because he was from Boston.
I heard the tip of Joe Rogan's dick tastes like honey.
We're over here smoking cigs, guys, and Joe Rogan doesn't smoke cigs, guys, because he doesn't. Do you think he smokes cigs, guys? You're dead wrong, guys.
No, he's too buff and proud, guys. He's too buff and proud. He wouldn't do that. He's too buff. He's too proud. Not a big deal, guys.
Not a big deal, guys. Guys, Eric Schrody. Did you know that we're going to have Everlast from the House of Pain on? Then we're going to have Punky Booster. We're going to have the first Joe Rogan orgy experience.
Guys. So, I'm going to talk to you guys about something. If you see somebody walk past you going uphill up the street with grocery bags, just to see them turn around and come back with the same grocery bags, what would you think, guys?
He forgot ketchup from the store and he has to walk back because he needs ketchup for his cone dogs.
Mm-mm.
He's got chicken tendies. He's got a lot of chicken nuggets, guys.
I wonder if... Okay. If they come over here and give me a blowjob, guys, you gotta have to get out the phone.
Guys.
And, like, you want to hear it or you want me to record it?
Yeah, you're gonna have to record it, dude. I want to hear my brother get a blowjob from a strange grocery carrying Austinite.
It's gonna be, listen, so basically it's gonna be Tracy Chapman doing it.
guys, I'm on a podcast live, guys, and I'm getting my dick sucked in the parking lot of Big Lots, guys.
Hey, guys,
hit the subscribe and like, guys. I'm over here getting blowjobs from strangers carrying groceries, guys. I'm going to give them a sandwich when I'm done, though, guys, because I love the public, guys. I care about the less disenfranchised guys.
Yeah. I'm doing pretty good. I got about 30 minutes to an hour before I got to do something. So I'm just going to get some beers and the boys. Okay? I'm just chilling out, guys. It's not a big deal.
We're dealing
I'm down
with
here.
71 weather.
Listen,
out here
I'm right around the corner from Joe Rogan Studios. Listen, I drove at Joe Rogan Studios. It's
bro,
around the corner from where I'm at.
Go over to Joe Rogan Studios and just hang out in the front.
Send me the address and I'll send you the picture. All
right.
Send me the address and I will send you the photo.
I'll find it and I'm gonna send it over there and just hang out outside. Do your own podcast and call it Live from Outside Joe Rogan Studio.
Send me the address.
And then what you do is when whoever the guest is comes out, you just it's you trying to get him on your podcast, which is probably just 1 second, 2 seconds of you going, "Hey. Hey, Graham Hancock. Hey, Evan West. B Wheels. You want to come over here on my podcast, guys?"
No.
Guys. Outside Joe Wogan experience. OJRE, dude. Oh, that'd be phenomenal, dude. That would be the best.
Okay. Well, send me the address, and I will check it out real quick.
All right,
guys. Not now, maybe later.
Guys, This show is being recorded. I think I'm supposed to tell you this legally. This show is being recorded for quality purposes.